们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上第一节的学习。
Name of Jesus Christ, we start our first lesson of the morning.
唱诗五十二首。
Let's sing hymn 52.
五十二首。
52.
I hear the Savior say, Thy strength is small. Try away, man's watch and pray. Find thee and all in all. Jesus paid it all. Go to him I owe. Sin and ever cleanse them stay. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now.
Please be seated.
我们先来祷告，求主带领我们今天早上的学习。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray and ask God to guide this morning's lessons.
让我们能从神的话里面看到里面的奥秘跟奇妙。
And through the words of God, we can see the mysteries.
现在一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们继续来看哥罗西书。
We continue to study second Colossians.
我们要查考第二章从第八节一直到二十三节。
We're going to study Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 through 23.
哥罗西书是保罗在当时要防备。异端侵入教会所写的。
And so Colossians was written so that Paul would prevent the heresy into entering the church.
那保罗最重要一点就是强调主耶稣的超越跟他的完整。
And so the things that Paul wanted to emphasize was the supremacy of Christ and his perfection.
如果主耶稣是超越一切，他也是完整的。
And if Christ is supreme to all, then he is perfect.
那他的原则在他里面的丰盛就足够我们来过我们的一生。
And so his perfection and his fulfillment is adequate for us to live our lives.
所以就没有任何一个更高的原则能够取代基督。
And so there is no other standard, higher standard that we can hold other than Jesus.
因为在他已经完全了。
Because there is already fullness and perfection in him.
那从第二章的第八节一直到十五节。
And so from verse 8 through 15.
主要是在讲当时的哲学思想的影响。
And then it was talking about the influences of other philosophies.
每一个时代的哲学思潮不太一样。
And so every generation has a different set of philosophies.
因为这个哲学思想一直在演变。
Because philosophies are constantly evolving.
所以哲学本身不是真理。
Because philosophy in itself is not the truth.
因为如果是真理是不会变的。
Because if it is the truth, it does not change.
那如果是一种思潮，一阵子过去就没有了，这个就不是真理。
But if it is a way of thought, it just passes, and then it is not the truth.
所以我们现在读的圣经是两千年前写的。
And the Bible that we study was written to over 2,000 years ago.
但是没有过时。
But it is not obsolete.
没有过时out of fashion.
It is not out of fashion.
就是表示这个是真理。
And so it is to say it is the truth.
但是这个哲学思想的书你到如果到那个 Amazon 去看那个已经过时的书很便宜
If you go on online and look at Amazon, you look at the old-fashioned books, you will see that it is very cheap.
因为没有人要买啊,
because no one wants to buy it anymore, so it is very cheap.
但新出来就很贵。
But the newer books are more expensive.
那有的是新的, 但是它已经过时了, 没有人买过的, 也很便宜。
And there are those books that are new, but they are also obsolete, and then they are very cheap.
但是圣经不是这样的。But
the Bible is not so.
好，我们现在看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节读。
Verse 8, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
好，这个哦，如果看中文有三个"照"哦，这个字，那英文叫做 according.
哦。And if we look at in the Chinese Bible, there are three accordings here in the Bible.
第一个，恐怕有人照哦，用他的理学，这跟空虚的妄言哈。 用他的理学跟空虚的妄言，这个英文叫做空虚的理学，它翻作 philosophy， 就是哲学。And
so here it talks about philosophy and empty deceit.
那空虚的妄言叫空虚 deceit， 然后就是会骗人的，或是要骗你的。And
deceit is to try to trick you.
然后这个从哪里来
？And where does this come from？
是照人间的遗传。
And it is according to the tradition of men.
也就是说，这是从人来的。
And this is to say that it originates from man.
那下面说，还有照着世上的小学。
And then according to the basic principles of the world.
是从世界来的。
And it comes from the world.
所以这个人世间的哲学啦，空虚的妄言啊，这是从人来的，从世界来的。
And so the world, the philosophy from the world and empty deceit comes from men and the world.
那现在保罗所要提到的，他是用属灵的观点来看这件事情。
And so Paul is using the spiritual perspective to judge all things.
因为如果把属灵的观拿掉，
because if you remove the spiritual aspect,
其实世界上有很多的好书。
There are many benefits in this world.
你值得一读。
That are worthy to study.
为着活在这个世界上，有时候我们也需要多读一点书。
In order for us to survive in this world, we need to study more.
所以你知道他们在想什么。
So we can understand what other people are thinking.
你可以跟他们有一个互动。
So you have something to interact with others.
所以你可以在他们中间能够生存。
So you can dwell among the people.
所以如果我们把信仰撇在一旁。
So if we set aside the spirituals,
有很多的书确实是需要读。
There are many books that we need to study.
为着我们在世界上要生活，要有成就。
In order for our sustenance and for our success in this world.
但现在我们再回到信仰来看，这个我们在世界上所读的这些哲理。
But if we return back to the spiritual aspect and we look at what we have to study in this world.
说要谨慎，第八节第一句话要谨慎。
Verse 8 starts off by saying beware.
为什么要谨慎？
And why must you beware?
这个第八节的最后说把你们掳去了。And
it ends with saying that you should be captive.
所以不要被掳去了。It
says you should not be taken captive or cheated.
被什么掳去？被这个世上的哲学、空虚的妄言把你抓走了。
That the philosophy and empty deceits of the world should drag you away and hold you as captives.
那什么叫做抓走？本来你是属，我们是属神的。
What does it mean to be taken away? First, we belong to God.
那你读了一些哲学的书，得学读了一些世界上的一些哲理，过来，你就。 改变了，我现在人生的主不是这个，我心里最重要的是这一套理论或者那一套思想。And
so we study in this world, but then after through studying books of philosophy, our mindset changes to the philosophy of the world.
那这个就被掳去了，被抓走了。And
this is
被他控制了。We
are cheated, we are taken control of and held captive.
那接下去啊，圣经就提到三个原因。And
then there are three reasons why.
为什么说？ 基督就够了，你不需要从信仰上来讲，你不需要那些哲理跟那些虚空的妄言。And
it gives us three reasons why Christ is adequate, that we do not need any of the philosophies.
因为主耶稣所要成就的是世界上的哲学跟虚空的这些理论所没有办法达到的。
Because what Christ is about to fulfill it cannot be attained by philosophies and empty deceits of the world.
如果世界上你可以找到有一个哲理啊，然后有一个哪一个啊传统能够达到主耶稣所达到的，那你就不一定要信耶稣了。
If in this world you can find any tradition or principles that can achieve what Christ wants to achieve, then you do not need Jesus.
但结论是没有。
But the conclusion is that there is none.
好，主耶稣要帮我们达到的第一个是什么
？And so the first thing that Jesus wants us to help us achieve is
第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 and verse 10.
好，说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
哦，这个在讲什么
？And what does this tell us?
神的本性哦，很丰富、很具体的，就住在耶稣里面。
And the nature and the fullness of Christ exists in Jesus.
神的本性是什么
？And what is the nature of God?
第一个，
the first
慈爱
，love。
第二个
，second，
公义
，justice。
第三个
，third，
圣洁
，is holiness、
哦。这个是神很重要的本性。
And these are the three natures of God.
那这个本性就住在耶稣里面。
And this nature dwells in Jesus.
好，那这个在第八节里面有说不照着基督。
And it says in verse 8, not according to Christ.
好，那这个不照着基督，如果我们看英文呢，就接到第九节的第一句话。
And then in English, it concludes with not according to Christ, and then continues into verse 9.
好，所以这个第九节的第一句话就是形容要照着基督会给我们什么结果。
And so verse 9 is saying what is according to Christ.
好，第十节。
Verse 10.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And you are complete in him.
在耶稣里面你也要来享受神丰盛的本性。
And that in Jesus Christ you shall receive the fullness of the nature of God.
So 我们现在越来越发现哦，我们人最大的问题在哪里
？And so more and more we discover what is the problem of man.
就是人性有缺点。
That the nature of man has many flaws.
人有罪性。
That man has sin.
哦，人缺乏美德。
And so man has lost out on perfection.
我们现在看到，如果一个人他的这个他里面这个性情跟耶稣一样。
If we look at a person and if their inner being is like Jesus,
很有智慧
，they are filled with wisdom,
很公义
，and very just,
不会犯罪
，and they do not sin,
很有爱心，很有怜悯
，filled with love and forgiveness.
请问哪里会有婚姻问题
？Then how can they have any problems in marriage?
哪里会有家庭问题
？How can they have any problems in their household?
哪里会有社会问题？
Any societal problems.
这些问题都没有了。
None of these problems will exist for him.
所以一切问题的根本在乎人的本性有问题。
So all the problems originate with the nature of man.
那这个人的本性要怎么去改
？And so how can we change the nature of man?
哲学是没有办法改变人性的。
Science cannot change.
哲学 ，philosophy.
Philosophy cannot change a man.
耶稣说：“我是从天上来的。
”Jesus says, "I come from above."
你们是从地上来的。
That you are of the world.
这个就不同了。
And this is the difference.
从天上来的，他才能够改变人，往上让人往上提升。
That those from heaven can change us, that they can lift us up.
从地上来的
，and those from the world.
他也是人
，they are of man.
他也有他的罪性
，they also have their sinful nature.
他也不能改变自己
，they cannot change themselves.
他发明的理论怎么能够改变我们的本性呢
？And so how is it the philosophies that they come up with change us?
所以这个人的本性要改变了，因为哲学达不到。
And so for the nature of man to be changed, philosophy cannot achieve this.
那空虚的妄言也达不到。
And so empty deceit cannot achieve this either.
就是在它里面要让我们有神那一种公义圣洁那一种慈爱，这个没有办法的，只有照耶稣来才有办法。
And so it cannot help us achieve the holiness, the love, and the justice of God. Only the Bible can do this.
那十一节。
And verse 11.
这是第二点，在耶稣里面才能够达成的。
That the second point in verse 11 is that in Him we are complete.
你们在他里，请读。
Verse 11. In Him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
旧约时代选民的记号就是受割礼。
And so the characteristic of the Jews is that they receive circumcision.
那新约时代选民的记号是什么
？And so, what is the sign of a New Testament?
主耶稣受洗从水里面上来。
That when Jesus Christ was baptized and came out of the water,
天开了。
That heaven's opened.
圣灵降在他身上。
And then the Holy Spirit descended on him.
说这是我的爱子。
And said, "This is my beloved son."
哦，所以这个选民的记号就是受洗，罪得赦免。
And so the sign of the New Testament is that they are baptized and they're saved.
好像旧约时代的割礼要除掉情欲，要除掉我们的罪。
Their sins are washed away, just like in the Old Testament, they are circumcised and their sins were removed.
那这是基督使我们除掉肉体的情欲，这个割礼。
And so this is Christ putting off the body of the sins of the flesh.
所以我们已经犯的罪。
And so all the sins that we have committed,
哲学没有办法处理。
Philosophy cannot remove those.
人间的哲理也没有办法处理。
And so the philosophy of man cannot remove those.
只有耶稣里面他的宝血才能够除掉，给我们受一个属灵的割礼。
And only the blood of Christ can give can wash away our sins, giving us a spiritual circumcision.
第三个。
And the third point.
十二节。
Verse 12.Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
这个地方在讲就是与主同死同埋葬同复活。
And here it talks about being buried with Christ and then dying and then raising and resurrecting.
我们受洗就是与主同死。
So when we are baptized, we are buried with him.
从水里面上来，就与主同复活。
And so when we come out of the water, we are raised from the dead.
所以我们是一个有新生命的人。
And so we are a man with new life.
属灵的生命。
A spiritual life.
那这种生命不是世界上的哲理、人世间的学问能够给我们的。
And this new life is not given to us by any philosophy of this world.
所以这三件事情都不是世界上的，除了主耶稣不是世界上任何一个你可以达到这三个目标。
And so these three goals cannot be achieved by anything in this world other than Jesus Christ.
那我们现在的哲理当然现在有现在的不同。
And of course, the philosophies today are very different.
比方说有一阵子流行很出名的这个新世纪 New Age.
Before, what was very popular was the New Age movement.
有一次我在夏威夷有一个信徒跟我介绍遇到另外一个人。
And so when I was in Hawaii one time, one of the members introduced me to someone else.
那我跟他谈话，我会发现，这个人怎么这么乐观，思想这么积极
？And then when I met him, I thought, how is he so passionate?
Optimistic.
Optimistic.
这么积极啊。
Optimistic.
生活很积极啊。
He was very optimistic in his life.
很积极什么 ？Positive, aggressive 那我就一直跟他谈。
And so I kept discussing with him.
我就发现他也没有信耶稣
And I realized that he did not believe in Christ.
后来我正在想说这个人一定是读了很多这个 New Age 的书。
And then I realized he must have studied a lot of New Age.
这个 New Age 在讲什么
？And so what is the philosophy of New Age about?
他讲印度的打坐。
It is talking about the
印度的打坐那个打坐。
Meditation.
Yeah.
Of the Hindus.
Yeah. 然后西方的环保。
And then the Western
environmental protection.
然后，东方的神秘思想。
And then the thinking of the Eastern world.
Yeah, 神秘思想所以吸引很多人
And so it attracts a lot of people.
因为现在西方对这个物质界追求过度，人就发现这个里面是空的。
And so in the Western world, many people are realizing how empty this world is.
追求世界，追求这物质过度。
That it is inadequate to pursue after the things of the world. That we've pursued too much of the world.
过物质
material things.
最后他发现这里面是空的。
And then they realize it is all emptiness.
所以他就开始去找一些神秘的思想。
And so they search after mysterious things.
看能不能在那边找到一些意义。
That they can, if they can find any meaning or purpose.
所以就发现了发明了这个新 New Age.
And so they find this New Age.
那这个 New Age 里面有一个很重要的一点。
And there's something particular about this New Age.
就是人有无穷的潜力。
That man has limitless power.
Yeah, potential.
Potential.
所以他最后的目标就是你可以成为神。
And so the ultimate goal is that you can become God.
因为你有无穷的潜力。
Because you have limitless potential.
所以这种思想让人产生好像很积极、很乐观的一种态度。
And so this gives you a very positive and optimistic view of life.
所以吸引很多人。
And so it attracts a lot of people.
但是如果我们去采用这种思想来生活。
But if we live according to this way of thinking,
把主耶稣放在一旁,
and you set aside Jesus,
那我们就发现这个,我们刚刚讲这个三点啊,你达不到的。
Then we can not achieve the three goals as we mentioned before.
所以这个思想吸引很多人。
And so this way of thinking has attracted a lot of people.
那有的是跟哲学有关，又跟这个宗教界也好像也有关。
Some have to do with philosophy, and some have to do with religion.
哇，这个我们都要很谨慎。
And so we must beware.
比方说，在这个中国人圈子讲究气功。
And then, in the Chinese communities, there's a lot of 气功。
哎呀，有一个人在讲道，他说那个气功，那个气就是圣灵。诸位有没有听过这样讲？
And so one time during a sermon, someone mentioned that the qi in qigong is actually the Holy Spirit.
然后你祷告的时候，你要心里要想你肚脐以下三寸，因为那个气是从这里出来的。你祷告的时候，你头脑要想你肚脐belly button 下面三寸的地方。
So when you pray, you have to think in your mind. You have to think about your belly button and there.
以下的三寸那个地方。
3 inches below your belly button.
因为那个气从那里出来的。
Because the qi is coming, originating from there.
他就是这个书读太多了，然后想说这个圣灵解释还不够，然后要用那个气功的道理来解释圣灵，让人了解。
Because he is using his own thinking because he feels that the Bible is not adequate to describe the Holy Spirit, and then he is applying other philosophies to explain the Holy Spirit.
这个已经离开圣经太远了。
And then this has departed from the Bible.
圣经本身已经完全了，你不需要另外一本书来，用另外一个东西来解释的。
And so you don't need anything else other than the Bible to describe it.
好，那这个气功，我们再看深入一点。
And if we look at qigong a little bit further,
表面它是在运动健身体。
On the surface, it looks like it is just an exercise for the body.
但是如果你很深入的去练到之后，灵魂的出窍。
But if you study deeper into the spiritual,
你的灵魂会出来啊。
Oh, your spirit will come out.
出到你外面可以看到你自己的身体在地上。
That your spirit can see your physical body from a different perspective.
那个是圣经没有记载的。
And this is not recorded by the Bible.
所以一旦进到灵界，圣经里面没有记载，那很可能就是魔鬼的工作。
And so if you enter into the spiritual realm without any recordings of the Bible, then it is possible the work of Satan.
所以任何一个圣经没有记载的经验，我们很谨慎，这个是完全的，用这个完全来批判，不同的就很谨慎。
And so we must be very, we must beware if we are using, we're not using the Bible to judge the spiritual.
We are not, we 我们要。
We need to use the Bible to judge the spiritual.
Yeah, 因为这个是绝对的。
Because this is absolute.
比方说有的人去练这个瑜伽术。
And there are some people who study yoga.
但这个表面上也是健身。
And on the superficial level, it looks like it is an exercise of the body.
让你身体健康。
That it makes your body healthy.
但是如果我们再去研究你那个瑜伽术的背后。
But if we study the background of yoga.
跟印度教有关系啊。
It is also similar to the Hindu religion.
所以他的做那个手势跟印度教一样。
And so all the gestures are the same as the Hindu religion.
所以这个里面有灵的工作。
And so there is a spiritual spirit working in there.
所以我们现在活在这个世界里面除了很纯正根据圣经的信仰之外，外面有很多的这些理论学说，还有灵界的事情。这个就是我们今天要防卫的地方。
And so outside of our own beliefs, there are many different philosophies and deceits that we must defend our faith from.
因为我们不能够因为这样被抓走了，而在离开基督里面最重要的一部分。
We should not be cheated or taken away by these things.
这是第二章。
And this is chapter 2.
好，我们现在再看从第八节
If we look at verse 8.
到十五节
Verse 15.
这个十三节到十五节
，From verse 13 to verse 15，
这里讲神赦免我们的过犯
，And here talks about Jesus forgiving our trespasses，
叫我们与基督一同活过来
，That we should be like Him and resurrect with Him。
这 这是啊，在主耶稣里面的啊，是他所给我们的。
And this is what he has given to us in Christ.
啊，好，我们现在看十六节二十三节。
If we look at verse 16 through 23.
啊，十六节到二十三节。
16 through verse 23.
这个十六节跟二十三节就跟灵界的一些信仰上的迷惑有关系。
And this section is talking about being confused in the spirit.
啊。我们看16节。
If we look at verse 16. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding festival or a new moon or Sabbath.
17节。
17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substances of Christ.
这个16节开始有很多是从这个犹太教来的。
And verse 16, a lot of it comes from the Jewish tradition.
因为他没有圣灵的开导所以他们在解释旧约圣经的方向就偏差了。
Because they did not have the understanding of the Holy Spirit, they, when they studied the traditions, they were led astray.
所以16节17节，我们再看17节。
And then verse 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substances of Christ.
这个旧约时代很多的律法，它是一个影子。
And so many of the Old Testament laws are a shadow of are a shadow.
然后那个实体是主耶稣。
But the actual being is Christ.
所以。我们现在已经进到主耶稣里面。
And so now that we have entered into Christ.
因此旧约时代那个影子就过去了。
And so now that we have entered into Christ, the Old Testament shadows have passed.
因此有一些很多的规条现在就不需要了。
So many of the laws are not needed anymore.
好像说饮食的规条，什么是洁净，什么是不洁净。
For example, what is considered clean and what is considered unclean.
节期的规条。
The festivals?
Yeah, 规条, the rules of regulation,
the regulations of the festivals.
那个都过去了,
all those have passed.
所以每一天都一样,
so every day is the same.
你要搬家, 每一天都一样, 只要你方便就好。
If you want to move, any day is okay as long as it is convenient for you.
所以你不必要看日子。
And so you do not need to look at the dates.
你要买房子,
if you want to buy a home.
每一个房子都好, 只要你愿意就好。
Any house is okay as long as you are willing.
你不必看这个房子有什么风水。
You don't need to see if there's any
风水
in the house.
所以这个我们在信仰上就自由了。
And so we are free in our spirit.
那安息日这个不是说不用守安息日，安息日的规条已经过去了。
And it is here mentioned Sabbaths, not to say that we no longer have to worry about the Sabbaths, but many of the restrictions are lifted.
我们是在恩典里面要享受安息日。
Yeah, we are under grace and we have to enjoy the Sabbath rest.
所以安息日没有害怕。
And so we are no longer afraid.
你是要来享受福气的。
That you come here to enjoy the blessings.
但是旧约时代不是这样。
But the Old Testament is not like that.
那很多规条。
There are many restrictions.
你不可以走一里路。
You cannot walk too far.
有一个人出去捡柴。
If someone went out to pick pick up sticks.
然后要烧火煮饭呢。
Pick up wood to burn a fire.
就被送到摩西这里，摩西也不晓得怎么办。
And if they are brought before Moses, Moses would not know what to do.
那求问神，神就要把他打死。
And then he prayed to God, "What God, what do I do?" And then said, "Kill him."
所以一旦安息日太阳下山，你就害怕会不会下一个我被打死。
And so every Friday evening, when the sun goes down, you'd be afraid that am I the next one to be stoned?
那个规条过去了。
And so now these restrictions have passed.
而且我们在伊丽莎白有一个弟兄在庭院里面在整理花园。
Before in Elizabeth Church, there used to be a brother who would garden.
忽然间从对面那个犹太的社区中心一个老人走过来。
And then in the Jewish community center across the street, an old man came over.
说你可不可以帮忙我？
And he asked him, "Can you help me?"
他想说老人叫我帮忙，当然就跟他过去。
And so he thought, since an old man asked me to help him, I thought, okay. So he went over.
那个老人就指着那个开关说，请你帮我开灯。
And so the old man pointed at a light switch and asked him to turn on the light.
因为太阳已经下山了，他不能开灯。
Because the sun has already set, so he cannot turn on the light.
这是规条。
And these are restrictions.
那这个让人很不了解。如果开灯触犯了神，你不能触犯，你叫我触犯，这个也有点矛盾。
And so it says that if you cannot break the rules and you're asking me to break the rules, this is hypocrisy.
那现在比较进步了，可以发明那个用自动控制的。
And so now technology has advanced so that we have it can automatically turn on by itself.
所以这些规条啊，已经过去了。如果一直在强调这个规条，我们就信仰已经偏差了，因为实体耶稣已经来到了，所以那个影子过去了。And
so all the restrictions have passed, and now that we are in the New Testament, Christ has come and the shadow has passed.
所以我们在教会里面呢，不强调这些规条。And
so in the church, we do not emphasize on these restrictions.
那在十，我们看二十一节，请读二十一节。
We look at verse 21. Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
二十二节。
22. Which all concern things which perish with the using according to the commandments and doctrines of men.
接下来他们还有一些规条，不可拿，不可尝，不可摸。
And some of the regulations, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
这个就是，有人把它形容说这是禁欲主义啊，禁欲。
Oh, and so many of them, they say that it is ceremonialism.
不是禁欲，对，也在。
Asceticism.
Yeah, no. 我们在基督里面呢。
That in Christ.
啊，圣经说神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
That we are, we have received complete joy.
饮食，神让给我东西吃啊，让我吃得很快乐。
That God has given us food that we can enjoy.
我说有时候教会你来聚会啊。
And so when we come to attend service,
煮到很好吃，感谢就吃啊。
And so when we see that there's good food, then we give thanks and we enjoy it.
所以这个就没有规条说这个不可以吃，那个不可以吃，只有两个不可以吃。
And there are no restrictions on what we can or cannot eat, only except for two.
第一个，拜偶像的不可以吃。
First is food that is worshipped to idols.
这个不能跟鬼相交。
We cannot have communion with Satan.
那第二个,
and the second,
血不可以吃。
We cannot eat blood.
那除了这个之外, 你如果不吃是为健康的原因，不是为宗教原因。
And other than these two reasons, anything we do not eat is for health reasons, not for religious reasons.
你是自由的,
then you are free.
所以不是借着我们吃这个不吃那个来表示宗教的虔诚。
And so it is not to say that we abstain from certain foods for religious reasons.
什么都可以吃，猪肉你要吃也可以吃。
You can eat pork.
你不吃就是为着健康原因，不是为着宗教原因。
You do not eat it because of health reasons. It's okay if you don't eat it for health reasons, not for religious reasons.
这是自由的。
And so we are free.
所以不是说你不可以结婚，你就比较圣洁。
And it is not to say that if you do not get married, you are more holy, more pure.
不是这样的，结婚这个神赐婚姻给我们。
God has ordained marriage for us.
你可以去享受很幸福的婚姻生活。
You can enjoy a wonderful marriage.
是自由的，所以一些规条圣经里面没有的，我们加上去，这是人设的规条。
And so we often add on our own restrictions.
或者说你一定要头发理光头，要穿某一个颜色的衣服。
Or that there are some rules that say we have to shave off all our hair or wear a certain color clothes.
我们在非洲看他们。 哇，一到安息日，全部都穿白衣服。
In Africa, on Sabbath, they wear white, completely dressed in white.
因为白衣代表圣洁。
Because white means that you're pure.
但是这个啊，你如果想穿白衣，这个也没有关系。但是如果你想白衣就代表圣洁，这个已经不对了。
It's okay to wear white, but if you think that white represents purity, then you have been led astray from the Bible.
最重要是你里面没有罪，心思意念圣洁。
The most important thing is that in our hearts we are free from sin and we are pure inside.
所以借着某一个颜色的衣服、某一种形式，要来代表一个人在灵性上的一种追求，这个已经跟圣经教训不一样。
So if we use a certain way of clothing or way of action to demonstrate our spiritualness, then we have been wrong.
所以在当时有很多的异端迷惑。And
so there are much heresy and confusion.
那18节。Verse 18。不可让人故意谦虚敬拜天使，所以他后来有崇拜天使的。And
then in verse 18, let no one cheat you of your reward, taking in delight in false and worship of angels.
天使也是被造的。Angels
are also created.
所以不可以敬拜被造的，虽然天使很漂亮。
And so angels, we cannot worship what is created, and even though angels are beautiful.
你看斯蒂凡圣经说他的面貌像天使，这个一定是很特别的。
And so in the Bible talks about Stephen, when his countenance was like an angel, this was very special.
所以这个本来是好的。
This originally was very good.
但是你如果把天使当做一个对象来拜，这是不对。
But if you take an angel as an object to worship, then this is wrong.
所以我们要很谨慎啊，这些啊跟圣经教训不一样的啊这些啊规条，这些迷信。
And so we must beware of all the philosophies and any deceits that are different from the Bible.
比方说啊，有的人在挂这个十字架。
For example, many people hang a cross.
我特别在在一个地方看到每个人都挂十字架。
I saw in one particular place location that they were all wearing a cross around their neck.
如果这个十字架是一种标记 identification, 这个没有关系啊，我是基督徒。
If we use this cross as a form of identification, it is okay.
或者说一种装饰
or decoration.
啊，这个没有关系。
Then it is okay.
但是如果挂着十字架。靠着十字架夸胜，靠着这个东西夸胜，这个变成偶像。
If we wear a cross around and you boast by it, then it becomes an idol.
要这个来保护我，这个变成偶像。
That you rely on this cross to protect you, it becomes an idol.
那这个吃喝也是一样，吃本来就是神要给你享受的。
And the same thing with eating and drinking, it is for us to enjoy from God.
但是有一个基本的原则。
But there is a basic standard.
我们看马太福音。
Look at Matthew.
Chapter 24. Matthew 24.
Matthew chapter 24.
37节
Verse
37.
Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. 39. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这里讲挪亚日子怎样，人子降临要怎样。
And so here it says, as the days of Noah were, so also will be the days of the Son of Man.
主耶稣降临的日子就是挪亚当时的日子。
And so when Jesus comes again, it is also like the days of Noah.
那个是什么日子？
And what kind of days were they?
说人照常吃喝嫁娶。
That they were eating and drinking, marrying.
那不是吃喝嫁娶有错误。
And it's not that eating, drinking, marrying were wrong.
我刚刚提到这个都是神的恩典。
And I mentioned before that all these are blessings of God.
但是关键在哪里？
But what is the key point?
那个变成生活的重心。
It is becomes the center of our lives.
这个就不对了。
And then it's wrong.
那已经取代了基督了。
Then you have overcome Jesus.
活着就是怎么想吃得好，是活着就是怎么想喝好。
That our point of our living is how we can eat and drink well.
咱们让肉体舒服。
That we can indulge in the pleasure of the flesh.
把这个当作最重要。
And we put these as highest priority in our lives.
错误是在这样，这它的次序问题，不是说吃喝本身有问题。
And so there's something wrong with the priorities. There's nothing wrong with what they are actually doing.
因为如果我们太注重这个吃，我对属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
Because if we too much, if we put too much emphasis on eating and drinking, we lose sensitivity in the spirit.
那我们就不知道有主耶稣的事情了。
Then we no longer remember the things of Jesus.
所以在哥罗西书第二章所提到的。
And so in Colossians chapter 2 it mentions
要谨慎当时的世上小学还有异端的迷惑。
And it says that we should beware of the philosophy, empty deceit, and the basic principles of the world.
我们今天其实也有很多的迷惑。
And even today there is much confusion.
所以我们要用很谨慎用站在属灵的观点来看这个事情。
And so we must beware and then look at things from a spiritual perspective.
我们才有判断力，我们才不会受迷惑。
That way we are able to discern and not be led astray.
其实我们真的面对很多的挑战。
And actually we encounter much struggling.
好像我们以前谈过好像万圣节 Halloween.
And when we talk about Halloween.
有的信主很久他也不知道这不行。
Many people believe for a long time, and yet they do not know that this is wrong.
因为这个背后跟鬼有关系啊。
Because behind it, there are much to do with demons.
有一次我在东部到要去访问一个信徒，大概在巴提摩那地方经过，一个教会说， 庆祝万圣节。
One time, I was in the East Coast, and I was passing through Baltimore, and I saw a sign on the church that says, "Come celebrate Halloween."
这个我真的没有办法了解。
And I couldn't understand it.
在他的那个招牌的下面呢，也放那个字，庆祝万圣节。
And underneath, there was a sign saying, "Come celebrate Halloween."
所以我们对这个整个世界的这个潮流风气啊，要用圣经的观点啊，来啊，再一次的来思考。
So for all the holidays in the society, we must study it from a biblical perspective.
真理是要让我们得自由的。
The truth shall set us free.
好，我们现在再回来看第二章。
And if we return back to chapter 2,
十八节
verse 18.
下面句号，随着自己的欲心无故自高自大，十九节，不持定元首，全真既然靠他金姐得以联络，何次就要因着神得以长大。所以这一些异端到最后就是不持定元首，就是要把基督从我们生命中最重要的地位拉下来，然后用世界的风俗、世界的潮流来取代基督。
And so all these heresies in this world, they are to take Jesus from the highest priority in our lives and to bring it down, and to fill it with other philosophies.
23节
Verse 23.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私欲崇拜，自表偏见，苦待己身，其实在克己肉体情欲是毫无功效。
Verse 23, these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against indulgence of the flesh.
所以这里说是徒有智慧之名，其实这个是没有智慧的。
It talks about self-imposed religion, which has no wisdom.
因为这个没有办法解决人真正的问题。
Because it cannot solve man's actual problem.
虽然看起来很谦卑。
And even though it might seem humble.
这是自表谦卑。
It is a false humility.
但是在克制肉体的情欲没有功效。
And in neglect of the body, but they are of no value.
所以有时候我们看有一些宗教，现在包括天主教，所要拿着念珠。
And then if we look at some religions, including the Catholicism, they hold many the beads in their hands.
那你就要走路的时候一直念，一直想那个，一直念。
As you're walking, you have to count the beads and then recite it in your mind.
为什么
？Why？
因为当你的心集中在那个东西的时候，你就不会乱想。
Because when your mind is thinking about these beads, your mind will not wander away.
那圣经有没有这样讲？
Is this recorded in the Bible？
没有。
No。
所以这个不对。
So this is wrong.
那你怎么让你的思想不会受那个控制呢
？And so how is it that you can keep your mind from being controlled？
我记得有一个弟兄在说
，I remember there was a brother who once said，
他说这个欧洲啊很自由，到了春天好多人就赤身裸体在那里晒太阳。
That Europe is so liberal that there are many people in the summertime they will walk around naked。
那这个弟兄他说他要到学校里面从那个校园经过，从那个公园经过。
And so one the brother said that one time he was walking through a park。
他如果祷告被圣灵充满，他只看到一堆肉在那里。
That if he prays and he is filled with the Holy Spirit, when he walks through the park, all he sees are just pieces of meat, flesh.
但是如果他没有祷告
But if he is not praying,
他经过那里他就胡思乱想
Then when he walks by, mind will start to wander.
所以我们今天的守道是靠着圣灵让我们得到自由
And so the truth that we hold on to, it shall set us free.
是神在里面有神的充满，所以我们不需要，我们不会被他控制。
And it is filled with God, and so we are not controlled by anything else.
不是因为那个东西啊。
It is not through the any material things.
那不是圣经记的。
It is not recorded in the Bible.
所以如果我们强调那个，我们就离开了基督。
And so if we emphasize these things, then we have departed from Christ.
所以我们在教会里面呢。
And so in the church.
比方说讲道理，我们不是引用各家的学说，然后。好像做一篇文章。
When we give sermons, we are not taking other philosophies and combining them to give an essay.
什么是写论文？写论文就是你收集很多的资料，然后编一编就是论文。
And so, what is a
thesis?
Thesis is just a compilation of ideas written together.
所以很少你自己发明的。
It is hardly something you come up with by yourself.
所以我们在讲道理，不是说从那个孔子那个这个大家哲学家不怎么。
And so when we give sermons, it should not be ideas that we take from other philosophies like Confucius and then give a sermon. It is from this Bible, and we go for a more profound searching. And this is absolute. And anything else is from man.
只做参考,
it is only for research, but not for the truth.
所以我们讲到最后,
and so, in conclusion,
是高举基督,
that we must magnify the name of Christ.
不是讲到最后,
we should not say that Confucius is great too.
所以如果没有耶稣,
that without Jesus, then Confucius is okay too.
不是要抬举人,
it is not to magnify man,
是要抬举耶稣,
it is to magnify Christ.
让我们以耶稣为我们心里面的生活的主,
that we exalt Christ in our hearts.
那这个就是我们,
在查考哥罗西书最后的目的, and this is the main purpose in studying Colossians.
一起来默祷,
so let's all pray.
十一点十分,